So let me begin my homily with a few sayings. Here's one. A jealous ear hears everything, and discordant grumblings are no secret. One more. A great number of wise men is the safety of the world. A third one. Our lifetime is the passing of a shadow, and our dying cannot be deferred because it is fixed with a seal, and no one returns. And here's the last one. Age that is honorable comes not with the passing of time, nor can it be measured in terms of years. All these sayings that I just read for you are from the Book of Wisdom. And the reason that I've shared them with you is because our first reading today is from the Book of Wisdom. I just wanted to give you context of what's going on in this book. That reading that we had was really the author's monologue with God. He has gained wisdom, and he's talking to God, and he's talking to God very deeply. It's like he has an understanding into the mysteries of the divine. And he's able to talk in the way that he does with God because he has eagerly and ardently sought wisdom, and because he sought it, it was given to him. So the author says, for example, in chapter 7, he says, if riches be a desirable possession in life, what is more rich than wisdom who produces all things? So I want to focus today, there are many things we can focus on today's readings, but I want to focus today on the Book of Wisdom and the value of seeking wisdom and how wisdom comes to our aid. And then I want to use the other two readings to talk about wisdom and its benefits, especially praying to the Holy Spirit and then the parables in the gospel reading. So here is my first point. And each one of these points, I'm going to propose some practical implication for the week. Take it home, pray about it, think about it. So let me begin with the second reading then. Paul says in the letter to the Romans that we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that the Holy Spirit intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Now think about it. We do not know. We simply do not know how to pray as we ought. This is exactly what the author of the first reading is saying, isn't it? The author is able to pray to God in the words that he does because of wisdom. Another term for wisdom, the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's the Holy Spirit that has helped the author to understand the divine mystery. So the point that is being made for folks is almost ironical, that in order to know God, we need God. We do not know how to pray. We cannot do it on our own. Only God can let us more deeply into who God is. Only God can let us do. On our own, we cannot. So I'm proposing a very practical implication. This is for you for the entire week. Turn to the Book of Wisdom, chapters 9 to 12. The three chapters. And if you can read how the author is talking to God, entering into this monologue with God, and see the depths with which he understands God, and see if you can understand what he's trying to say. I don't get most of it, but I get some of it. And as you read that, you understand, my gosh, this is possible. For a human being to enter into the mysteries of God with the help of wisdom is possible. And when you get to that point where you say, I'm not getting this, I don't understand this, that's precisely the point to stop and ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ask God for the gift of wisdom. See, wisdom is a gift. You can't buy it. The more we desire it, the more we will seek it. And the more we seek it, the more the chances that God will give us a gift of wisdom, like he gave it to the author. So that's the first point. So wisdom, chapter 9 to 12. See if during the week you can revisit that. Now if you do decide, this is my second point, if you do decide to read wisdom 9 to 12, you will notice how deeply the author is able to enter into the divine mystery. So let me just read for you what he says in today's reading. He's talking to God in the first person. He says, for your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient towards all. Normally, people's mastery over things makes them arrogant. But not God, the author of wisdom says. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved. And in those you know, you rebuke temerity. But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency. And with much lenience, you govern us. For power, whenever you will, attends to you. Now folks, think about this. Each one of us have been people of faith for however long we have been. Now, I'm 51 years old. I can say that I began to learn more deeply about God, you know, First Holy Communion, that's when. So they're the age of reason. So each one of us has been a believer for as many years as we have been. Without comparing yourself to the author of the Book of Wisdom, if you had to address God or enter into this monologue with God, what would that look like? What would you sound like? If somebody had to write down what you were saying to God, what would that sound like? What would you say to God in describing God? What would you say about God? Say you had to write your own book of wisdom. This is your own book. This is for yourself, not for anybody else. If you had to write your own book of wisdom, what would that sound like? Folks, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, for those of you who are genuinely looking to grow in your relationship with God and to understand God and to know God, if you're genuinely interested, this is the kind of effort that produces wisdom. In other words, like any other relationship, our relationship with God is not like magic. Yes, to a certain extent, it is a gift of God, but then we cultivate it, we grow in it, we make an effort towards it. So try this at home. Read Wisdom 9 to 12 and look what the author is saying and see, without comparing, see what you can say. What are the depths you can enter? And thirdly, I want to connect it to today's gospel reading. The gospel readings for last weekend, remember it was the parable of the sower and the seed. This week you have four other parables. And next weekend you will hear two more parables. So for these three weeks, it's all the parables of Jesus. Now, Jesus deliberately chose to speak in parables. He says that in today's gospel reading. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has been hidden from the foundation of the world. Now, the whole point is, what are these parables about? How do we understand them? The disciples didn't. When they were in private, the disciples took Jesus and said, please help us to understand these parables. I guess the point is that without wisdom, we cannot understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Now we understand how essential the gift of wisdom is. Because what are the parables about? The parables are not about the parables themselves. The parables are about understanding life. The parables are understanding about God's place in our lives. Our place in God's life. Parables are about unlocking the mysteries of life, the mysteries of the kingdom. So if we don't have wisdom, if we don't pray and desire wisdom, and if we don't work hard towards understanding growing in our relationship with God, we will miss the point that Jesus is trying to make entirely, because we do not know how to pray. It's the wisdom of God that leads us there. So folks, this is the hard part. This is the hard part. To take time from life to understand life. We're all busy, isn't it? But if we don't take time from life, how will we understand life? This is the hard part. To make a genuine effort to gain wisdom so that genuine effort can be put in the right place. This is the hard part. To pray so that the Holy Spirit can help us to pray. I think where God is leading us today is to a depth. Listen, faith is good. The faith that we have is itself a gift. It's good. But sometimes, like in every relationship, until you enter the depths, we sometimes can miss the point. So think about us as God is inviting us today to the gift of wisdom to say, come, let us know each other more. And in that knowing, may we find salvation itself. The Eucharist is a gift of God's presence. The Holy Spirit transforms this bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. The Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God, transforms this bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. The wisdom of God can do the same for us too. Take us into the depths of the mysteries of the kingdom. People of God, say, amen.